It is time now for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the Minnesota Power Energy Conservation Program, making progress toward a lower carbon energy future. Well, if you were paying attention to Laura Erickson earlier this month, and of course, who doesn't, you heard her talk about a friend of hers in, I want to say Chicago. No, he's a Clemson, a friend of hers at Clemson. And she did an interview with him about his experiences being a person of color, birding, such a harmless thing to do. And she also touched on Black Birders Week, which was at the beginning of the month. Dudley Edmondson joins us on the phone today. He's an author, a public speaker, and a photographer. So I'm pretty starstruck. He specializes in nature and the outdoors. He's also written a landmark book called Black and Brown Faces in America's Wild Places, and it profiles African Americans in non-traditional vocations and avocations in the outdoors. Dudley, thanks so much for joining us. What a treat to have you on the show.
Hey, Lisa. Thanks for having me.
So tell me a little bit. We talked, and you were giving me some interesting background before we went on the air. Tell me a little bit why Black and brown people, people of color, don't utilize the outdoors, perhaps, in the same way that white people do.
Yeah, that's a pretty straightforward question, and the to me, the answer is, you know, well, part of it we saw with the incident in Central Park in New York with Christian Cooper is there are safety concerns. People of color, you know, traditionally have had issues when they leave spaces where there are other people of color around them due to systemic racism in the United States, really part of the foundation of the country. And it's just one of those things when you go out into the woods and you're the only brown person there, you know, you have concerns for your safety. I know I've been traveling around the country for 4 decades, or more. And it's just, you know, I go to certain parts of the country and I have to be more concerned than others. But anytime I end up in rural America, There's a possibility that I might run into someone who is not terribly happy to see me, and you know, they may do some things that may jeopardize my safety. So it's just the safety thing. But you know, in many ways, African Americans really aren't safe anywhere in the United States, whether they're in their own homes sleeping, you know, or whatever. It just seems like, whatever reason, we seem to always have situations that are typical or could be life-threatening. So it's just an odd thing. But the outdoors is definitely a place where, like, there's no one there but you. And for some people, that makes us uncomfortable, so we just don't go.
Wow. I guess as a woman, you do tend to live with a certain amount of threat, you know, sort of a threat that's kind of, and I guess I never paid a whole lot of attention to it until I started realizing, oh, yeah, you know, you are making plans for, well, what if this happens? Well, what if this happens? And there are places that you don't go after a certain time of night because it might not be safe. And yet to, like you say, to realize that maybe there isn't anywhere you can go to really be safe. You've made a career out of being a birder and a naturalist and a wildlife photographer and an outdoor photographer. So at some point, you must have just decided, to heck with it, I'm going anyway. How do you think that you broke away from that mindset?
Yeah, for me, I decided that I belong wherever I choose to be. So I refuse to let anyone determine where I am supposed to be or not supposed to be. I don't care if people staring or saying rude things. I've had people call me the N-word in campgrounds. I've had to go over and get them straight. And so it's just one of those things where you know, you just do what you do. For me, it's all about nature. It's all about the out of doors. For me, nature and the environment have been so crucial to my happiness in life, and you know, understanding the environment, how it works, seeing, you know, unusual or rare species of stuff. I mean, wherever things are that I want to see, I just go and see them. Most of my life, I've done that all by myself, and I have had situations where people, you know, are threatening or they're looking at me sideways, and it's like, you know what? I'm not having it. I'm just not having it. So you go on with your crazy self, and I'm going to do what I need to do, and, you know, everything will be okay as long as you stay where you are, because I'm not going to bother you if you don't bother me.
I'm thinking, isn't that what we say about, like, bears and wolves and stuff? It's like,
yeah.
just avert your eyes and leave him alone, yeah. And he doesn't want to bother you. And you've written a book, though, about this, and we have talked so much on this program over the decades, and also particularly now during COVID-19, about the healing properties of nature. At the same time, we need that healing, and we need that connection, and we need that ability to just exhale. We're also more uptight. We're crabbier with each other. We're tense. We're more willing to kind of fly off the handle and overreact to things. What do you say to people of color that you know? Because everybody needs, no matter what color you are, everybody needs to get out in nature and be able to access this ability to just feel better for a little bit. So how do you encourage people who maybe don't have the same thick skin, you know, ability to just say,
yeah,
I'm gonna take what you throw at me, I'm going to let it just roll off, and I'm going on to do my thing?
Right. Yeah, I mean, and, you know, I try to explain to people that the mental and physical health benefits of nature are priceless, really. What I do is I literally take them. Sometimes I'll take one individual. I'll take a small family. But I will put them in a situation where they feel safe because I know where these spaces are. And I say, I'm bringing you here, and I want to show you how to do this activity because I want to, you know, put you in a situation where once you get comfortable in this space and with this thing, you can do this on your own. You don't need me to come with you every time you do this. So all I'm trying to do is introduce you to this thing. And so that's kind of what I do. I go out with a group of people of color, maybe two or three, mountain bikers, and show them the trails in Leicester and out in West Duluth and stuff like that. Or I will take them to the deeps, you know, a swimming hole or something, things like that. I'll take them to Brighton Beach. I mean, I've talked to a lot of people of color who live in this community, and they really have never been, some of them have never been past Lake Avenue. They spend most of their time and live in West Duluth, and they've never actually gone past Lake Avenue. A lot of them haven't even gone to Leicester Park, don't even know where Leicester Park is, you know, before we started doing things, didn't know where Brighton Beach was, had never biked or even driven up the scenic highway just because they don't want to be in a situation. I mean, we know Duluth's population is 90-some-plus% white people, and they just don't want to find themselves in a situation where they might, their lives might be threatened. So they just don't go. And it shocked me to death to know that people were totally in new territory when they went past Lake Avenue. That just, I was like, what? You know, going to these places and never having been there. And then I go with them. We interact with people, and I show them, prove to them that these people are not going to hurt you or say anything cruel or rude to you. You just have conversation with them, laugh and talk, you know, and do what you're going to do. You see a mountain biker on the trail, say, hey, how are you today? you know, somebody at the swimming hole, you know, you talk to them, but don't be fearful of them. So my thing has been to introduce people one by one or in small groups to all of the amazing places in and around Duluth to enjoy nature.
And
that's what I've been doing.
The population of Duluth, air quotes, I mean, we like to talk so much about how we've got this incredible outdoor city and the views and the ways to outdoor recreate and the idea that anybody would even feel like taking a walk down the street maybe to hang out in their local park for a little bit would somehow turn into an ugly scene. And it sounds like you have taken people on these little field trips, these little excursions, and there have been some pleasant interactions, and people have had a good time, and other people have been kind to them and nice and appropriate.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, because the thing is, I think white people don't understand. Every single morning that people of color get up, they have to factor in their day's activities. What are white people going to think of the things that I'm going to be doing today? The moment I walk out of my house, I am in a predominantly white community. White people are going to be in my workspace, in my neighborhood, et cetera, et cetera. And I have to think about what I'm going to do. And white people never have to think about what people of color are going to think of their activities. So a black person might have to think, do I wear a hoodie today? You know, do I wear these you know, kind of whatever-looking shoes? Can I sag my pants? You know, we have to think about all of these things, you know, every single day. So it heaps enormous amounts of stress on us daily. And those are things white people, not only do they ever think about how their behavior affects our behavior, but they never have to think about how our behavior is going to affect their behavior. They never have to consider us when they get up in the morning. But we do every single day, as long as we live in the United States of America.
When we see the protests, when we are horror struck at the death of George Floyd, and we wonder what we can do, how we can affect change. Obviously, I think turning out in solidarity and peaceful protest is a wonderful way in that moment to express something, but it maybe just say hi to the people that you see on the street. Be pleasant. Say something nice like good morning to everybody you see, no matter what color they are. And it might be, again, maybe it's nothing for us, but it might be just one little, hey, a white person was nice to me today.
Right, yeah.
And maybe that's what it, maybe that's the thing that matters. Be nice.
It is, because the interesting thing, you mentioned, you know, saying hi. I'll be honest, I've stopped speaking to white people I don't know because they don't speak back. I look them in the eye, I say hi, and they just have this blank stare in their faces, like, what? Can't you hear? I just said good morning to you. So I've stopped speaking to white people I don't know, you know, because it just seems like in this community, I don't know if people are concerned they're going to say the wrong thing, or they just, I mean, I'm surprised at the number of white people I've met who've never talked to a black person or a person of color. And I think if you're living in the United States of America in 2020 and you never talked to a person of color, you got to ask yourself, how am I living? How am I living my life that I don't interact with people of color? You know, that's insane, in my mind, anyway. So I stop speaking to people. I will look. I'll see if they're going to make eye contact. If they're going to make eye contact, I will speak. If they're looking at the ground or staring at their dog's butt or something, then I just don't speak anymore, you know, because I don't want to have that feeling like I've done something wrong by speaking to someone.
Sadly, this has been such a great conversation and yet such a heartbreaking one at the same time. But that is such a, it seems like it's such a simple thing that you can do every day as you're out and about, walking around in parks, in natural areas, downtown, in your workspace, wherever. Be nice to everybody you see. Say something nice to everybody you see.
Exactly. Yep.
Dudley, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Hey, no problem.
We have to go have coffee at some point, but if I got my dogs, I'll be staring at them the whole time. Sorry, just so you know.
Okay.
Anyway, Dudley, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I really appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Dudley Edmondson is an author, public speaker, and photographer. He specializes in nature and the outdoors. He's also the author of a book called Black and Brown Faces in America's Wild Places, profiling African Americans in non-traditional vocations and avocations in the outdoors. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible with support from Heritage Window and Door, the Duluth Superior supplier for Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors, and from the Minnesota Power Energy Conservation Program, making progress toward a lower carbon energy future.